The 1996 Summer Olympics marked the 100th anniversary of the modern games and the first Olympics here in the South. The event brought the eyes of the world onto Atlanta, ushering in a series of long-lasting changes to the city. But the Olympic Games were about far more than sports. As producer Aaron Wright and Arts ATL Executive Director Laura Relier explain, art and athletics were always intertwined in both the ancient and modern games.
So, Laura.
So, Aaron.
It's been 20 years since the Olympics came to Atlanta. What immediately comes to your mind when I say Olympics?
Probably Michael Phelps breaking the record for the most gold medals in a single games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm seeing Carrie Strug sticking the vault landing despite her injured ankle.
Yeah, or Usain Bolt blowing past the world record for 100 and 200 meter sprints.
So what we immediately associate with the Olympics is sports and athletes and world records and Wheaties boxes.
But the Olympics have always, always, always included the arts.
That's true. At the ancient Greek Olympic Games, poets recited verses dedicated to the victors. Artists painted the victors' portraits. Sculptors chiseled their likeness into marble.
Now, the founder of the modern Olympic movement was a French baron, educator, and historian named Pierre de Coubertin. In 1904, he wrote the new Olympic Games would, quote, celebrate humankind's highest achievements in both art and sport. He really saw arts and culture as a critical component of the rebirth of the Olympics.
He didn't just want to celebrate humanity's achievements in both art and sport. He wanted artists to compete. So the original Cultural Olympiad was more poetically named the Pentathlon of Muses. The first artistic pentathlon was in 1912, and through 1948, each Olympic Games hosted a series of competitions in architecture, music, literature, painting, and sculpture. Five artistic disciplines for the five Olympic rings.
The sheer magnitude, growth, and quality of the athletic competitions really obscured the cultural games. And it's a difficult concept to wrap your mind around. You can easily award a gold medal, say, in a 4x4 relay. It's a quantifiable result. A gold medal in sculpture is fundamentally objective.
This is not what Pierre de Coubertin had envisioned. In 1949, the International Olympic Committee convened and eventually came up with a mandate for future bidding host cities. Quote, the organizing committee will organize a demonstration or exhibition of art.
The first non-competitive cultural Olympiad was Helsinki's 1952 Games. Each Olympic city since 1952 has held a cultural Olympiad. But it's also up to each host city to come up with their own format and content. For example, Montreal in 1976 and Moscow in 1980 presented only native artists.
In 1988, Seoul, South Korea featured traditional and modern Korean art forms.
Mexico City, Munich, Los Angeles, Barcelona all held international art festivals.
Most cultural Olympiad programs ran anywhere from 4 to 10 weeks.
But Atlanta? Our Olympic bid committed to the most expansive, in-depth, diverse cultural Olympiad ever, ever, ever. 4 years. 4 years of arts, culture, and entertainment programming in the 4 years leading up to the 1996 Centennial Olympic Games and culminating in the Olympic Arts Festival.
The 1996 Olympic Arts Festival in Atlanta was the largest Olympic cultural event to ever happen in conjunction with the modern Olympic Games. Between June 1st and August 4th, 1996, nearly 200 dance, theatrical, and musical performances took place throughout the city. In addition to that, more than 20 different exhibitions were hosted, 17 public artworks erected, and the Southern Crossroads Art Festival presented.
The arts programming was an incredible success for Atlanta, gathering more than 2.6 million people in total.
And again, that's only the 1996 Olympic Arts Festival. The Cultural Olympiad spanned 4 years.
It was, without a doubt, a major turning point for the modern American South. The Atlanta Committee for the Olympic Games made it known that the cultural programming would have two central focuses, Southern connections and international connections.
The South had never seen anything like it. To date, it remains the most complete multidisciplinary arts festival to ever be held here in this region.
It also marked a change for the Olympics themselves. The 1996 cultural programming was the first to treat the Cultural Olympiad as part of the organizing committee's responsibilities. For the first time, the Atlanta Committee for the Olympic Games provided production resources and services to the Cultural Olympiad.
Right. So the Cultural Olympiad was entirely integrated into the Olympic Games master plans.
So over the next few weeks, WABE and ArtsATL.com will not only explore the legacy of the 1996 Olympic Games, but the four-year Cultural Olympiad as well.
The 96 Games brought on a cultural renaissance, and we're seeing a similar renewal 20 years later.
We're going to take this opportunity to reflect on the legacy of the Games and the Cultural Olympiad so that we can make more informed decisions about our city's future.
Listen for conversations about Southern identity. We'll discuss everything from the shameful July 22, 1996 cover art of The New Yorker to a deeper conversation with the designer behind Izzy, Was It?, the mascot of the 1996 Games.
We'll also take a look at some of the key institutions that grew from the Olympics, including the formation of the Tabernacle. And, Aaron, did you know that the High Museum had a downtown satellite location?
Did not know that. Arts ATL and WABE will also highlight key moments, such as the world premiere of Pearl Clegg's Blues for an Alabama Sky and the gathering of 13 Nobel laureates of literature under one roof.
We'll also host in-depth interviews with leaders from the Olympic era, including Leslie Gordon, who has gone on to become the director of the Rialto Center for the Arts, former First Lady of Atlanta Valerie Jackson, Lisa Kremen, the current director of the Metropolitan Atlanta Arts Fund,
and Ned Rifkin, the former director of the High, who commissioned what became the centerpiece of the Cultural Olympiad, the museum's exhibit, Rings, Five Passions in World Art.
We owe so much to the Centennial Olympic Games. Some aspects of the legacy are obvious. Others will help explain the state of Atlanta's arts and culture scene as it stands today. We're excited to share this legacy with you. Stay tuned.